be seated.
我们一同打开希伯来书，我们念第七章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 7.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews 7.
我们要从第十八节一直念到最后。
We want to read from verse 18 to the last verse.
希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7.
我们从第十八节念到最后，我们一同来读。先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉；律法原是一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。靠着指望，我们便可以进到上帝的面前。再者，耶稣为祭司，并不是不启示你的。至于那些祭司，原不是启示你的，只有耶稣是启示你的。因为那利他的对他说：“主起的事，绝不后悔。你是永远为祭司，祭司启示你的。”耶稣就做了更美自由的中保。那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有十个诫不能长久，这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的责任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。像这样圣洁无邪恶无玷污严厉罪人高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一。他不像那些大祭司，每人必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是你软弱的，为大祭司，但是律法以后启示的话，是你儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。我们读经就到这个地方。上个礼拜我们在这里传讲到希伯来书的作者很大胆的谈到关于律法要废去的这句话。
Last week we said that the author of Hebrew was very bold in proclaiming that the law need to be set aside.
这句话是不是与保罗的思想相违背的？
Is this contradictory to what the apostle Paul said?
这句话是不是超越了耶稣基督的教训呢？
Does this surpasses the teaching of Christ?
我们已经证明不是如此。
We already proved that this is not the case.
因为他所说的律法一无所用，不是指律法本身没有功用。
When he says that the law is made nothing perfect, it doesn't mean that it is useless.
乃是提到律法没有办法成全上帝救人的这个旨意。
But in the will of God in salvation, it cannot accomplish it.
换一句话说，在拯救的事情上，律法是一无所用。
In other words, it made nothing perfect in the matter of salvation.
那么如果这样，上帝为什么赐下律法呢？
If that were the case, why did God give us the law?
因为律法是在犯罪以后必须赐下来的一件事情。
The law was given to us because we have sinned.
要叫人知罪，
that we may know that we are sin.
要叫人闭住他们的口，不再为自己辩护。
That our mouth will be shut up, not to be defense.
要叫人不得不降服在上帝的审判的权柄下。
And we will come under the judgment of God.
这是律法的消极功用。
These are passive work of the law.
律法的唯一的积极的功用就是把人引到耶稣基督的面前。
The only active function of the law is to lead us to Christ.
所以这是一个外天的，不是神永恒旨意里面所定的事情。
These are things that are additional and not in the eternal will of God.
很可惜的，犹太人就把律法当作已经是绝对，已经是终极，已经是完全的事物。
Regrettably, the Jews treat the law as the end in itself.
所以希伯来书的作者就带来一个典范的完整的转移。
The author of Hebrew then brings a complete transformation.
这个就是二十世纪所讲的 paradigm shift.
This is paradigm shift.
Thomas Kuhn 以后的哲学家开始注意到这样的一件事情。
These are things that Thomas Kuhn took care of.
就是需要一个典范的转移。
In other words, the paradigm must shift.
当典范没有转移的时候，
Before the paradigm shifts,
人就被旧的观念所捆绑了。
We are trapped in the old concept.
典范没有转移的时候，
Before we change the paradigm,
我们照着传统的路向去走。
We only move according to tradition.
我们不可能有新的看见。
It is impossible to see new life.
而神要我们看见 呢，是他为我们永恒中间所定的旨意。
But God wants us to see the eternal will that He has set.
不是在历史中间某一个阶段所赐下的一些非永恒性的事物。
Not some of the things that He has given to us that are not eternal.
在旧约里面已经隐藏着这样的意思在里面。
This can be seen implicitly in the Old Testament.
所以诗人说：“你打开我的眼睛，使我看见律法中间的奇妙。”
The psalmist said, "Open my eyes that I may see the wonder within your laws."
律法是个外壳。
The law is like a shell.
里面有神永恒的奇妙。
But there is the wonder of God inside.
如果我们只有看见外表的这个东西，
if we only see the external things,
你看见里面真正的实质的话，
and not be able to see the essence,
我们就很满足于这个外表的东西。
We will be satisfied with the external.
但里面的本质比外面的现象是更重要、更重要的事情。
But surely the essence is more important than the external features.
为这个缘故，典范的转移是需要的。
And therefore, we need a change in our paradigm.
是绝对需要的。
Absolutely necessary.
何况当犹太人把这些非绝对的东西绝对化之后，他们就自欺又欺人了。
Especially when they absolutize that which is relative in nature.
为什么说犹太人自欺呢？
Why do we say that the Jews are
fooling themselves? 因为他们以为他们靠着律法就可以蒙上帝悦纳了。
Because they think that by the law they will be accepted by God.
为什么说他们欺人呢？
Why do we say that they fool others?
因为他们自己知道自己没有办法完全照着律法的要求去行。
Because they know themselves that they cannot fulfill the law.
他们又以为自己就是外邦人的光，就是不信的人的先生，可以用律法来教导全世界，使全世界跟他走同样的路。
They consider themselves as the light for the Gentiles, the teachers for all the rest of the world.
直到在使徒行传第十五章的时候
，Until Acts chapter 15,
为了外邦人需要不需要割礼来问使徒们在耶路撒冷的大会里面。
When the apostles were asked whether the Gentiles should be circumcised,
彼得就代表整个旧约所有的人。
The apostle Peter represented all the people in the Old
Testament. 代表自从摩西到他时代。
From Moses to his generation,
讲一句真正中肯、诚实的话语。
And he said something of in all sincerity.
我们从祖宗到现在，没有一个人能够负这个轭。
He said that from our ancestor to today, no one can bear that yoke.
所以我们不可以把我们自己不能负的轭压在外邦人的身上。
Let us then not add this yoke that we cannot bear upon the Gentiles.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是一句真正诚实的话语。
This is a word of honesty.
今天的许多的宗教用那最美善的理想代替堕落以后的事实。
There are many faiths that use idealism to replace the fact of decadence.
来用宗教给人的规条当作假面具来遮盖自己里面犯罪的本性。
Like a mask, we use all the regulation to cover up our sin.
我们看见主感动彼得讲这句话语。
We see Peter saying this move by
the Lord. 他把这种宗教的假面具撕下来了。
Immediately he took out the mask.
我们有律法吗？
Do we have the law?
有。
Yes, we have.
我们从祖宗守律法到现在吗？
We follow it from our ancestors.
没有。
But we have not done that.
根本没有一个人遵行律法。
None of us can do that.
我们没有一个人能负这个轭。
Not one of us can have this yoke.
我们要诚实，从祖宗到现在，没有一个人遵行律法。
Let us be honest. None of us have fulfilled this.
我们的心里是要遵行律法。
We want to do this.
我们的理想是要遵行律法。
And our reason tells us to do this.
没有一个人可以成就律法。
But not a single person has fulfilled it.
让我们诚实承认我们的无能吧。
So he said, let us be honest and admit.
让我们坦白承认我们的软弱吧。
Honestly, we admit our weaknesses.
若是这样，我们就不要再做崇洋媚外的工作，把自己不能行的加在外邦人的身上。
Let us not repeat this foolish work and ask the Gentiles to do the same.
这样律法在历史上的功用是什么呢？
What then is the function of the law?
律法只有消极性的功用，没有拯救的积极性的功用。
It only has passive function and has no function in salvation.
我们在律法里面最多是我们自己知道我们有罪。
At best, we know that we have sinned.
在律法里面我们知道我们远远离开了上帝。
And we know we have left God.
在律法里面我们看见神的公义、神的信实、神的圣洁良善是高不可攀，我们永远没办法达到。
In the law, we see the righteousness and holiness of God far beyond that of ours.
将来人在绝望中间就无路可走了吗？
Does that mean that we have no way out?
不是的。
No.
所以这段圣经突然间产生一句很积极的话语出来了。
And there is this very dynamic word coming from this verse.
他说什么呢？
What does he say?
他的律法原来一俗一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。
It says a better hope is introduced.
哦，这是非常伟大的、典型的一种 真正应当有的积极的行为。
This is a very active action right here.
当我们看见律法一无所成的时候
，When we see the law made nothing perfect，
我们就问这个问题
，We want to ask the question，
难道上帝为人预备的就是这样罢了吗
？Does that mean that this is all God has for us？
难道上帝用律法来定我们的罪，使我们死，使我们灭亡，使我们没有办法为自己辩护，就结束了吗
？Do we end just because God gave us law to tell us that we have sinned？
不是如此。
No, that is
所以一个人从绝望的中间看到另外一个可能性，这个人才有力量活下去。
When a person sees a possibility in the midst of his disappointment, he will have hope to live.
许多的年轻人受困难、挫折、环境各样失败的讯号吓死了，永远不再起来了。
There are many young people that have been defeated by all the failures they had in their life.
不是的。
But this is not the case.
上帝给我们各样的困难。
If God gave us all kinds of
difficulties. 上帝许可我们经过很多的失败。
He will allow us lots of failures.
乃是要叫我们不再看四周，乃是看上面。
He is teaching us not to look at our circumstances, but to look upon Him.
If you fail to look around, why don't you try to look upward?
如果你没有看四周的话，你好不好看一下上面？
你现在看见四周都是楚歌，四面都是仇敌。
We may see a lot of enemies all around us.
你的困难正在围绕着你的时候，也就是叫你仰望起来，抬头看上帝的时候。
When we are surrounded by our enemies and difficulties, it is time for us to look up upon God.
所以律法一无所成。
When the law made nothing perfect.
引进一个更美丽的指望出来。
It introduces a better hope.
这就是新约要代替旧约的那个真正的真理的表现出来了。
And this is how the truth is manifested with the New Testament taking over the old.
神难道是要我们死吗
？Would God want us to just die？
神难道以定罪审判我们，他就很高兴吗
？Was God happy just to judge us？
不是的
，No。
定罪的神。也是那一位有能力赦罪的神。
The God that judges us is also the God that has the power to forgive.
用律法把人圈在死亡里面的神，也是赐下耶稣基督代替我们死，使我们进到生命的源流里面的神。
The God that gave and circled us into death by the law is also the God that gave us
Jesus. 用律法就把我们引进更美的指望那里去。
The law brings us into a better hope.
因为律法里面我们不能找到盼望。
Within the law we have no hope.
我们来到上帝的面前。
We come before God.
主啊，这不是一个真正的出路。
And say, Lord, this is not the solution.
这是死亡之路。
This is the pathway to death.
这是定罪的这是。
The pathway to judgment.
这是审判的工具。
The tool for judgment.
这是我违背你的记录的这个见证。
This is the testimony of my sin.
这是对我永远的咒诅。
A curse to me forever.
我所需要的不是这个。
This is not what I need.
难道你用这个定我的罪，你欢喜快乐吗
？Are you happy just to judge me with this?
不是的。
No.
我相信你为我预备更好的东西。
I believe you have prepared something better for me.
所以产生了新的自。望出来的时候
，And so when we have new hope，
就像保罗在加拉太书第三节所讲，第三章所讲的
，It's as if the apostle Paul says in Galatians，
律法如同迅猛的支付，把我们引到耶稣基督的面前来。
The law is like an enlightening teacher bringing us to us.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God。
先有晚上，后有白天，这是第一日。
We have darkness first, then we have the day. This is the first day.
先有晚上。后有白天，这是第二日。
Once we have the night, then the day. This is the second day.
这是从第一章的圣经，上帝已经给我们看见的次序。
We see this order from the very first chapter of the Bible.
我们看见整个犹太历史中间数算日子的方法，不是从早上开始，是从黄昏太阳下山开始。
We see the Jews counting days from the evening, not from the sunrise.
像神借着律法给我们看见，我们在黑暗的中间没有盼望，那就把新生命的盼望借着耶稣基督带来，把我们从黑夜带进白天里面。
Using the law, God shows us that we have no hope in darkness, and we need Jesus Christ in His light.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督永远是我们的盼望。
Christ is forever our hope.
那么基督凭着什么把我们从黑暗带进光明里面呢
？But with what did Jesus use to bring us from darkness to light?
他怎么样解决我们犯罪的事情呢
？How did He solve the problem of sin?
所以接下去的这一段就提到所有旧约的祭司他们献祭的失败。懂耶稣基督是神所高立的祭司，他为我们赎罪成功的分别的地方在哪里
？The next passage distinguishes the failure of the priest and Jesus Christ.
旧约的祭司多不多？
Are there many priests in the Old Testament?
多,
yes, there were.
每一代都有祭司,
every generation they had
priests.
Every generation they had high priests.
每一个人真正知道在旧约时期里面所有曾经侍奉过的祭司一共有多少数目。
No one knows exactly how many priests there were.
但是这里就变成一个很清楚的对照了。
But there is a clear contrast here.
旧约的数目是多数的。
There are many, many priests in the Old Testament.
旧约的祭司是多得不得了的。
Many Old Testament priests.
新约的大祭司只有一位。
But only one high priest in the Old Testament.
这就是数目的比较。
This is a comparison of numbers.
旧约的祭司跟耶稣的新约做大祭司有什么不同的地方？
What are the differences between the Old Testament priest and Jesus Christ?
现在我们从几方面来谈。
Let us look at it from different angles.
所有旧约的祭司都不是启示立的。
All of the Old Testament priests are not set by oath.
但是耶稣基督做大祭司，是上帝自己启示把他设立起来。
But Jesus was set as high priest by God in oath.
这是很重要的一点。
This is a very important point.
只有在最重要的关头。
At the most important time.
在最严肃的时刻。
At the most solemn moment.
在最永恒的见证的事实上。
In the fact of eternal testimony,
人才用了这个启示的以色,
we will use the oath.
所以你要进到小学读书不必启示的。
When you want to go to the primary school, you need
not take an oath. 你说我进入自言我启示做学生不需要的。
You don't have to have an oath when you have a kindergarten.
这种时刻不是太严肃的。
Because these are not very important moments.
是不需要一生一世整个生命的投入来证明你所讲的话，你所立的又是真的。
These are not occasions where you devote your entire life to.
但是为什么你进入一个国籍的时候？
But when you enter into citizenship,
你要宣誓,
you have to take an oath.
一个总统被按立做总统的时候,
when a president is inaugurated,
为什么他要宣誓?
He also has to take an oath.
这是最严肃的时刻,
because these are solemn moments.
这个成为众人一同见证的一个时刻,
these are moments where there are a lot of people in witness.
所以就用启示做这个典礼一个重要的这个条件。
The oath therefore is used as a very important ceremony.
那么人都知道这个道理。
All of us know this.
所以启示的时候,
when we give a oath,
是把你的人格当作保证的。
We guarantee with our character.
使人相信你所讲的话是实实在在的。
So that the others will know that I am saying the truth.
当启示的时候,
when you are having a oath,
你就宣布你不会后悔，你不会更改你现在所讲的话语。
You are declaring that you will not regret, you will not change what you
are saying. 使人对你所讲的话产生信心。
That the witnesses will have hope in you.
所以启示是个很严肃的一个典礼。
Having an oath is a very solemn ceremony then.
启示是个最不可以推翻的一个人格的保证。
It is a guarantee of your character.
表示永恒性。
It means eternal.
表示真诚。
It means you are genuine.
表示没有虚假在里面。
It means there's no hypocrisy.
表示生命你所讲的话是合在一起的。
It means what you say is joined together with your life.
当上帝设立旧约所有的祭司的时候,
when God sets the priest in the Old Testament,
很奇怪的。
Strangely, from Aaron,
一直到所有在旧约里面的祭司结束以前,
and to all the priests that were included,
没有一个人是启示设立的。
Not a single one was set by an oath.
祭司不用启示设立的。
The priest was set without.
他们只有用膏油膏立他。
They were only anointed with oil.
但没有启示的意思。
But there is no ceremony of.
没有启示的话语。
There are no words of oath.
但耶稣基督不是如此。
But that was not the case for Jesus.
所以旧约的祭司跟耶稣为大祭司不同的地方。
The difference between Jesus and all the priests.
一,
firstly,
耶稣是启示所立的大祭司。
Jesus was set as high priest with an oath.
谁立他呢？
Who set him as priest?
神自己立他。
It was God himself.
所以谁启示呢？
Who gave an oath?
是神自己启示。
It is God.
照我所知道的圣经里面，上帝本来不必启示的。
I know that God need not have an oath in the beginning. By his own word, he is faithful to himself.
虽然如此，上帝为了表明慎重的缘故,
but because he wants to show us the solemnness,
也使人知道没有比他更大的,
that we will know that there are no others greater than him.
他就以自己的名，只做自己来发誓。
He sworn upon his own name.
那么全本圣经中间，上帝以几次的启示呢？
How many times in the Bible is this sort of recording?
全本圣经上帝只有两次的启示。
There are only two recordings of God.
第一次的启示是对亚伯拉罕发出来的。
Two recordings of God. The first giving oath, first one.
第二次的启示是耶稣基督讲出来的。
The second oath was to Jesus Christ.
当上帝亚伯拉罕发誓的启示的时候,
when God swore oath to Abraham,
他是把应许把约赐给他。
He gave him the covenant and the promise.
所以亚伯兰可以相信他绝对不会改变，是绝对信实可靠的上帝。
Then Abraham may believe God to be absolutely faithful.
所以呢，上帝怎么样启示呢
？How did God give an oath?
他指着自己启示，对亚伯兰说：“论夫，我要把许多的福气给你；论子孙，你的子孙要多如天上的星。”如同海边的沙那样多。
And God swore upon to himself to give Abraham lots of blessings and lots of descendants.
神对谁启示呢？
To whom did God swear?
对地上唯一一个真正相信他的人启示。
To a person on earth who truly believes in him.
这是何等宝贵、何等伟大的一个举动。
This is something that is very precious and great.
所以以赛亚书当书说，当亚伯兰不质疑人的时候，上帝辅导他。
Isaiah says that when Abraham was alone, God called him.
为什么上帝呼召他呢？
Why did God call him?
为什么上帝呼召不是别人，是亚伯拉罕呢？
Why not others?
因为当时他是独自一人。
Because at that time he was alone.
是不是那时地上没有别的人呢？
Does that mean that there was no other human being?
不是。
No.
是不是亚伯拉罕附近没有别的人呢？
Or that there was no one around him.
为什么说亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候呢？
Why was he called when he was alone?
因为在神的眼中唯一的一个人给他看中的就是亚伯拉罕。
Because in the eyes of God, he was alone, the only person.
为什么亚伯拉罕是唯一被神看中的人呢？
Why was he the only person that God looked upon?
全世界人都离开上帝，都拜偶像，都远远离开了正路了。
Because all other people were worshiping idols and left God.
只有亚伯拉罕独自一人，是有独神信仰的。
Abraham alone had the concept of one God.
所以师父亚伯兰说，众神之中我都不承认，我只相信你是独一的上帝。
It's as if Abraham said, I will not believe in any God except you.
那么上帝怎么回答他呢？
How did God answer him?
他说，众人之中他们都走错路，我就看中你一个人。
And God picked him among all who have gone astray.
所以这是产生天上与地上神人之间的爱情开始了。
And so the love between man on earth and God in the heaven begins.
天上没有别的神，只有你是神。
In heaven there is no other gods except you.
在地上没有别的人，只有你是真正的信徒。
But on earth there is no true other believer except you.
神人的合一就开始了。
And God and man became one.
神人的相爱就开始了。
The love between man and God started.
亚伯兰就信上帝。
And Abraham believed in God.
上帝就启示给他。
And God revealed to him.
上帝就赐福给他。
And blessed him.
亚伯兰爱上帝。
Abraham loved God.
上帝爱亚伯拉罕。
And God loved Abraham.
圣经说亚伯拉罕是耶和华的朋友。
And so the Bible says Abraham is a friend of God.
不是受造物而已。
Not only a creature.
不是奴仆。
Not a servant.
不是信徒。
Not a believer.
而是朋友。
But friend.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他们的心心可以相应，可以交通，可以把心事彼此相交相谈的那个亲密的朋友。
They are like close friends who can tell each other what's in their hearts.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯兰甚至有个这么大的把握。
Abraham was so sure of himself.
反正神心里所想的事一定会告诉他的。
That whatever God is thinking about, he will know.
上帝同他的感情好到一个地步，绝对不会隐藏任何一件事不让他知道。
The relationship was so good that God will not hide anything from
him. 难道耶和华隐瞒我吗？
How can God hide away from me?
这句话从亚伯兰口里讲出来。
These are words of Abraham.
这就证明他与神的关系已经达到一个心心相印的关系。
It means that the relationship is so good they are like heart
to heart. 神与人做朋友有这件事吗？
Is it possible that God is a friend of
them? 有。
Yes.
神真的与人做朋友。
God indeed is a friend of
them. 他真的把他的心意告诉人。
He tells us of his will.
他心中有我们。
We are in his heart.
请问我们心中有没有神？
The question is whether he is in our
heart.亚伯兰启示。
When God revealed to Abraham,
启示的重点后来变成什么呢？
And give an oath to him.
就是你的后代中间有一个后裔要使万民得着福气。
To say that one among your descendants will be a blessing to all people.
那个原文是单数的。
In the original language, it's a singular
term. 要从你的后代里面要兴起一个单数的人，不止一个人。 他要使万民都得到福分。
It means that a singular person from your descendants will bless all nations.
当然，我们今天做基督徒都明白这句话什么意思。
Surely as Christians today we understand.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕因信称义。
And he's righteous because of his faith.
他信什么使他称义呢？
What did he believe in?
他信上帝。
He had faith in God.
信独一的上帝。
Believe in one God.
这位上帝是拯救者。
This God is the Savior.
这位上帝是创造者。
This God is the Creator.
这位上帝也是审判者。
The God is also the Judge.
亚伯拉罕的观念们清楚得不得了。
Abraham was very clear.
上帝是创造者。
God is the Creator.
上帝是拯救者。
God is the Savior.
上帝是审判者。
God is also the Judge.
我们从哪里知道亚伯拉罕的神是这样一位神呢？
How do we know that the God of Abraham was?
我们怎么知道亚伯拉罕所信的上帝有这三大的工作呢
？How do we know that he has these three great works?
你在罗马书第四章看见了。
Romans chapter 4.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝是叫世人复活、从无变有的上帝。
The God that Abraham believed in is the God that resurrects the dead and make nothing, something out of nothing.
这是神的救赎工作，一神的创造工作。
This is his work of salvation and creation.
那么亚伯兰怎么知道神是审判者呢
？How did Abraham know that he is a judge?
从哪里我们看见他有这样的信仰呢
？From which portion can we know this
faith? 创世纪当这个索多玛、俄摩拉要被消灭以前。
When Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed,
耶和华的使者来到亚伯拉罕的面前。
The servant of the Lord came before Abraham.
亚伯拉罕知道索多玛、俄摩拉要被消灭了。
Abraham knew that the cities would be destroyed.
他讲了一些话语。
And he said something.
他说把恶人同义人一同消灭，绝对不是上帝的作为。
He said, God will not destroy both the righteous and the evil ones.
审判全地的上帝难道不行公义吗？
The God that judges the entire world will surely have justice.
让我们清楚看见亚伯兰的信仰里面，神的创造、神的救赎、神的审判是很齐全的。
So we see Abraham having a complete faith in the creation of God, for salvation and the judgment of God.
上帝就对这一位信心之父用启示来向他立约、应许、赐福给他。
God therefore had a covenant with this father of faith using his oath.
第二次启示
The second oath of God.
就是上帝对耶稣基督启示
Is God having an oath because of Jesus Christ.
这就是我对你们说希伯来书的作者读经的时候比许多其他的使徒更细腻更敏感更有清楚感受洞见的原因的
That is why I say the author of Hebrew is more sensitive than all other apostles.
所以当他读到诗篇110篇的时候
When he reached the 110th Psalm,
主对我主说
The Lord said to my Lord,
你坐在我的右边
You sit on my right hand,
我使你的仇敌成为你的脚凳
I will make your enemies your footstool.
到了第四节说
At the fourth verse,
主起了誓
The Lord has sworn,
绝不后悔地说
and will not change his
我已经立你成了永远的祭司
You are a priest forever.
照着墨西基德的等次
By the order of Melchizedek.
所以这是上帝第二次启示
This is the second oath of God.
神对亚伯拉罕启示
God had an oath for Abraham.
神对耶稣基督启示
And swore an oath on Jesus Christ.
神对亚伯拉罕的启示里面把他应许的又奠定起来了
The oath established the covenant towards Abraham.
当神与耶稣基督启示的
But the oath towards Jesus Christ,
就是这个约可以临到万民，因为基督就是那一位亚伯的后裔，叫万民因他得福的种子。
The covenant becomes available to all people because Jesus Christ is that descendant.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样呢，律法里面的祭司就不能与耶稣基督相比了。
In this manner, the Old Testament priest cannot be compared to Christ.
因为这律法里面的祭司，从亚伦到最后一个都不是启示而被立的。
Because the priests under the system of the law are not priests because of oath.
耶稣基督是神启示立的。
Jesus is the only one that sets aside.
这里特别强调一句话，上帝起了誓，永不后悔地说。
And there's an emphasis that God will never change his oath.
我立你做永远的祭司。
You are a priest forever.
是按照墨基洗德的等次。
In the order of Melchizedek.
那我很喜欢中文这个翻译是等次的问题。
In the Chinese translation, it's a question of order.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
表示了祭司的等次，原不是神永远旨意里面的等次。
It means that this is not in the original plan of God.
在所有的祭司里面
，among all the earthly priests，
他们的等次是出于亚伦的等次。
Their order is from Aaron.
是立位支派的后代。
They are descendants of Levi.
这个等值不是上帝永远所定的旨意里面的等值。
This order is not within the eternal will of God.
所以这些祭司就不能与耶稣献祭的工作相提并论。
So they cannot be compared to Jesus' priestly duties.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他们不是启示里的。
They are not set apart by
men. 耶稣是启示里。
But Jesus is.
当上帝立耶稣做大祭司的时候
，When God set Jesus as a high priest.
启示的话语里面
，In His words of swearing.
出现了两个很重要的点。
There is two very important.
第一点，他是永远的祭司。
One is the priest forever.
第二点，他是高过所有亚伦后代等次的等次的祭司。
The secondly is his order is higher than the order of the other priests.
所以这两点就是基督成为新约的中保。建立永远的约之间最重要的这个点了。
These two are very important points for Jesus to be mediator in the new
covenant. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为耶稣基督不是暂时的祭司。
Because Jesus is not temporal.
永远的祭司。
But for a priest forever.
耶稣基督不是受限制的祭司。
He is not a priest that's limited.
乃是有无穷生命之大能的祭司。
But he is a priest with eternal life and power.
这个在我们前面那段曾经讲过了。
We have seen this in the earlier passages.
这位祭司不是按照肉体的条例。
He is not a priest by physical rules.
乃是永远不灭的无穷生命之大能成为祭司。
But he has power of eternal life as high priest.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为这个缘故，基督的祭司的身份。
Because of this, his priestly duty.
永永远远的身份。
Is forever.
基督的祭司的身份。
His duties as a priest.
超过族谱的这个超过肉体条例的这个身份。
Far surpasses that of the genealogy or the physical body.
按照麦基西德的等次做祭司。
In the order of Melchizedek.
不是照着亚伦的等次做祭司。
Not the order of Aaron.
这是神在立耶稣做大祭司启示话语里面两个重点。
These are two important points in the oath of God.
我们把第一条讲清楚了。
We have talked about the first one.
第二条。
The second one.
亚伦后代的祭司跟耶稣做新约的大祭司中间不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between Aaron's priest and that of Jesus Christ.
亚伦后代的祭司们都是有限者。
All the priests are limited people.
都是被造者。
They are finite creatures.
都是会死者。
They are people who will die.
所以他们做祭司做到一半，忽然间有一天他死了，他就没有办法做下去。
In the midst of their priestly duty, they may die and that ends his work.
这样他们的祭司的这份是暂时的。
Their priestly duties therefore are temporal.
他们是会死的。
They will die.
他们是一定要结束他们的侍奉。
Their life must surely end.
这就是他们与耶稣基督不同的地方。
This is one difference between
them and Jesus. 耶稣基督按照神所立的是永远的做大祭司。所以他就没有肉体停止结束死亡的这个限制。
But Jesus is a priest forever, and so he will never die and end.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
一个大祭司要为别人赎罪。
When a high priest is doing atonement.
结果他自己赎罪到一半，他死掉了。
And if he dies halfway,
那怎么办呢
？What will happen?
哎呀，你说糟糕了，他死了。
And you say, oh, he has died.
我相信我们都有这样的经验。
I think we have this experience.
给一个医生开刀。
When a doctor is
performing surgery, 刚刚开完了。
Right after that,
他要照顾你两个月，他自己先死掉。
The doctor died before you.
那你怎么办呢？这两个月谁照顾呢
？Who's going to take care of you?
谁知道开刀里面的情形，真正的需要是什么呢
？Who will know the detail of the surgery?
最糟糕的，刀开一半他死掉。
The worst thing is the doctor died halfway in the surgery.
所以他就没有办法继续服务你了。
He cannot serve you further.
这就是旧约大祭司的缺点。
This is the weakness of the Old Testament.
所以希伯来书的作者怎么样讲呢
？The author of Hebrews.
他们有十组的。
They are.Separated by death.
所以他们要有许多许多的祭司，一个接替一个，他们的侍奉不能长久。
That's why they must have a procession of priests. They will never last forever.
但是感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
耶稣基督不是如此。
Jesus is not like that.
因为他有无穷生命的大能。
Because he has power of eternal.
我的前两个礼拜我对你讲的这句话原来的意思是不能毁灭之生命的大能。
2 weeks ago, we said that this means that he has indestructible life.
所以他与人完全不同的地方。
That is where it's differs from man.
就是无限者与有限者之间的本质的差异。
There is a difference in essence between the infinite and the finite.
The qualitative difference between the infinite and the finite one. 这是基督的无限的 永恒的生命的大能，使他成了永远的大祭司。
Because his power of eternal life and indestructible life, he is the priest forever.
一个人无论生命多长
，It doesn't matter how long we live.
他死的时候就显出他是有限的。
When we die, it shows that we are finite.
用另外一个人来代替他
，We have to be replaced.
那些人无论生命多长，死的时候又显明他是有限的。
The replacement themselves will also die.
现在我给你们一个很简单的数学的这个题目。
Let me give you a simple mathematical problem.
有限加有限加有限加有限加有限加有限加有限等于什么
？When you add all the finite together,
等于无限的。
Does it
是吧？
Come to
等于有限的。你说有限加有限加有限，讲到嘴巴歪了，差不多无限多，等于什么？还是有限。
No matter how many finites you add together, you get the same thing.
不管有多少的有限
，It doesn't matter how many finites. 只
要有限加有限加，永远是有限。
If you keep adding finites together, it will still be finite.
不能，因为你多加了几百万次，就从有限突变变成无限，不可能。
It doesn't matter how many million times you do this, it cannot transform itself.
有限的，就是。有限的
that which is finite will stay that way.
大家说一二三有限的就是有限的无限的就是无限的大家说无限的就是无限的结论无限绝对不是有限有限绝对不是无限大家说一二三无限绝对不是有限有限绝对不是无限如果不相信我们这里有数学教授罗博士你问他对不对所以呢有限与无限之间的差别不是分量程度上的差别
The difference between the finite and infinite is not quantitative in
nature There is not quantitative difference between the finite and the infinite 那这里呢是 qualitative difference 本质的差异
And these are qualitative difference
耶稣基督有无穷生命的大能
And Jesus Christ has a power of eternal life.
这样你要知道，我们所依靠的
，and that Him who we have relied
on. 给我们的盼望是永远的。
The hope that we have is eternal.
我的教会里面有一些的人，过去生意做得很大，跟政府的关系相当好。
In my church, there are members of congregation who are great businessmen.
所以有时候我到他家里去的时候
，sometimes when I visit them,
看见有些照片挂在大的房间，他客厅里面。
I look at the photographs that they display.
什么照片呢
？What kind of photographs?
跟苏阿道握手。跟
苏华
多站在一起，威风凛凛的照片。这几年我去的全部丢掉了。
But these few years I realized they've removed all of them.
全部拿下来了。
All of them have been removed.
当时他以为他跟无限者在一起，现在发现他所依靠的是有限的。
Because at that time he thought that this person is infinite, but now he knows that he's finite.
如果他把那个照片给大学生看，马上每个人打他一巴掌。
If he showed it to the university student, they would be attacked.
有什么好依靠的呢？
What kind of things do we rely
on? 有什么好夸口的呢
？What do we boast about?
我告诉你，这世界所有的权贵、所有的势力、所有的荣耀都是虚空的。
Let me tell you, all the power and all the glory of the world is vanity.
所以呢，地上的大祭司有何等的尊贵
？It doesn't matter how glorious the earthly high priest is.
他们不过是个会死的侍奉者。
In the end, he's a servant that will die.
会死的宗教领袖而已。
A religious leader that will die.
所以他们都被死阻隔了。
And all of them are separated by death.
一个接替一个，一个更换一个，继续不断更换，因为有死停止了他们的侍奉。
They will have to be replaced one person after another because of that.
但感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
耶稣基督不是如此。
Jesus Christ is not like that.
他是长远活着。
He lives forever.
他有无穷生命的大能。
He has the power of eternal life.
他有不能毁坏之生命。
He has a life that cannot be destroyed.
虽然他们曾经为我们死了。
Although he died for us.
但是最后他从死里复活，而且活得永永远远。
But he overcome death and he will live forever.
这是第二个最大的分别。
This is the second most important.
旧约的祭司都是会死的人所做的工作。
The Old Testament priests are all people who will die.
新约的大祭司是为我死复活，有永永远远长存的那位耶稣基督所做的祭司的工作。
But the high priest in the New Testament is Jesus Christ who died for me and resurrected and will live forever.
这是第二个大的分别。
This is the second big difference.
第三个大的分别是什么？
What is the third largest difference?
所有的祭司都是有罪的人。
All priests are sinful.
所以当他们为百姓赎罪以前，
so before they have atonement for the people,
他们先感受到自己的罪怎么办？
They first realize their own sin.
我要为别人赎罪。
I'm going to atone the sin of others.
我自己有罪。
But I'm sinful.
我要为别人代祷。
I want to pray for others.
谁为我代祷？
Who is praying for me?
所以这些大祭司在执行救赎献上祭品的时候。
When they offer up the sacrifices,
他们就需要有双重的责任。
They have to do two things.
第一重的责任是什么呢？
The first responsibility
就是先求上帝赦免他的罪。
Is to ask that the Lord forgive them first.
先为自己的需要赎罪。
To atone for their own needs.
然后才为百姓赎罪。
Then they will atone for the people.
所以他们赎了自己的罪以后，
After they have atoned themselves,
他们才有资格为百姓求上帝赦罪。
Then they are qualified to pray for others.
所以他们需要这两重的责任。
They have to do these two things.
他们献上血。
They give off the blood.
求主赦免他自己。
To ask God to forgive them.
再求上帝赦免百姓的罪。
And then ask God to forgive the people.
因为他们本身是罪人。
Because the priests themselves are
sinners. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们到耶稣基督面前来不是如此。
This is not the case when we come before Jesus Christ.
耶稣从来不需要先为自己认罪。
Jesus never confesses sins.
耶稣基督不需要上帝先给他赦罪。
He need not have confession to the Lord.
耶稣基督甚至不需要祷告求上帝给他有力量才能够做上帝的工作。
He need not even pray for strength from God to do his work.
他施行是拯救的时候。
In the work of salvation,
他就使人活的时候，
when he resurrected people,
他医病的时候，
when he healed,
他不是我奉耶和华的名吩咐你起来，
he did not say that in the name of the Lord I ask you to come up,
他不是说上帝要给我能力然后说拉撒路出来，
or say God give me strength Lazarus come forth,
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他本身就是上帝，
because he is God,
所以你要清楚注明清楚注意到耶稣基督与所有的先知所有的祭司不同的地方在哪里。
So you need to note the difference between Jesus Christ and all prophets and priests.
当所有的先知们行神迹的时候，
When the prophets have these miracles,
他们要先祷告，
They had to pray,
他们要奉耶和华的名行神迹，
In the name of God,
奉耶和华的名，
In his name,
求神给他能力，
To ask for
strength, 然后他来做事。
Then they will have miracles.
你还记得以利亚在加密山祷告什么呢？
When Elijah prayed,
耶和华上帝啊，
he said, God,
亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的上帝，
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
求你使人知道你是真的上帝，
let others know that you are the true God,
又求你使人知道我是你所差来的，
and that I am sent by you,
我是你的仆人，
I am your servant,
然后他才行神迹。
Then he had wonderful miracles.
这样的事情从来不发生在耶稣的身上。
But Jesus never did this.
耶稣基督医病的时候，
when he healed,
耶稣基督赶鬼的时候，
when he exercised,
耶稣基督使人活的时候，
when he resurrected the
dead, 有没有说奉耶和华的名我给你赶鬼？
Did he say in Jesus' name I ask you to come out?
从来不需要这样讲。
He never did that.
耶稣叫使人活的时候，
when he resurrected the dead,
他没有说我奉创造天地上帝耶和华的名叫你起来，没有这个事情。
He did not say come up because of the name of the Lord.
耶稣说大力大过米，
And Jesus said, Dalika komi.
雅鲁的女儿就起来了。
And the daughter of Jairu arose.
耶稣的少年人，我吩咐你起来。
He said, young man, I order you to come forth.
乃成寡妇的独生子就马上活过来了。
The son of the widow was resurrected.
当耶稣说拉撒路出来。
When Jesus said, Lazarus come forth.
那死人就出来了。
And Lazarus came forth.
这一天不需要有另外一个代祷。
There is no other person he prayed to.
不需要有神给他加个力量。
Or the strength must come from God.
因为他本身就是神。
Because he is God.
基督的先知工作跟所有的先知是不一样的。
The prophetic work of Jesus was different from all other prophets.
基督的祭司工作跟所有的祭司是不一样的。
In the same manner, his priestly duties were different.
因为所有的祭司现在为自己赎罪，然后才能替百姓赎罪。
Because all priests have to atone for themselves first.
但是耶稣基督不需要如此。
But that is not the case
for Jesus. 因为他是完全无罪的。
He is perfectly sinless.
他是圣洁的主。
He is the sinless Lord.
所以当天使向玛利亚显现的时候，
When the angels appeared to Mary,
就对他讲，你要生下的叫做圣者。
He said that the one that you are going to give birth to is the Holy One.
在以赛亚书四十到六十六章的那一段里面
，In Isaiah chapter 40 to 60,
你常常会看见耶和华的圣者，耶和华的圣者这个非常伟大的名词出现。
You see the word the Holy One of God appearing.
那这个耶和华的圣者到底是谁
？Who is this Holy One of God？
谁是耶和华的圣者
？Who is the Holy Man？
是大卫王吗
？Was it David？
他不够资格。
He did not qualify.
是所罗门吗
？What about Solomon？
他不够资格。
He did not qualify.
是约伯吗
？Was it Job？
他不够资格。
He did not qualify.
约伯自己见证说：“我的罪高过我的头。”
Because Job himself said, "My sin far is higher than my head."
虽然在当时的社会中间，看见他是完全正直、敬畏上帝一个伟人。
Although in the society he was considered as a person who feared God.
但是他用自己的口说。我的罪高过我自己的头。
But through his own lips, he said, "My sin far surpasses my height."
耶和华的圣者是以赛亚吗
？It's a holy one of God, Isaiah.
不是。
No.
以赛亚说我是嘴唇不洁净的人，又活在嘴唇不洁净的人中间。
Isaiah said, "I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips."
所以天使就从耶和华的圣坛那里拿了火炭来塞了他的嘴，把他洁净了。
And the angels took a coal, burning coal, and cleansed him.
所以你看见历史中间最伟大的圣人，都是承认自己是有罪的人。
And in history, all holy men think that they are sinful.
像以赛亚自己所传讲的耶和华的圣者，耶和华的圣者，原文是单数的。这个人到底是谁呢
？So who is this singular holy one of God？
以赛亚书里面没有讲出来。
Isaiah did not tell.
这位耶和华的圣者到底是谁
？This holy one of God.
但是在路加福音第一章三十五节就讲出来了。
By Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
天使加布列访问玛利亚。
The angel Gabriel visited Mary.
对他的圣灵要在你的身上。
And said to her, the Holy Spirit will descend upon you.
最高大能者的能力要荫庇你。
The power of the Most High will be upon you.
你要生个孩子，名叫圣者，是至高上帝的儿子。
The child that you are going to give birth to is the Holy One, the Son of the Highest God.
所以耶稣基督就是那耶和华的圣者。
Jesus Christ is the Holy One.
完全无罪的。
He is perfectly without sin.
圣洁的。
He is holy.
他不需要为自己求赦罪。
He need not ask for forgiveness.
他不需要献赎罪祭为自己赎罪。
He need not give sacrifice for himself.
像耶稣基督为祭司。同所有律法里面的祭司是完完全全不一样的。
It's absolutely different from all priests of the law.
当天使加布列对玛利亚讲这句话的时候
，When Gabriel said this to Mary，
他提到了两件事。
He mentioned two things.
耶稣基督是圣者
，That he is the Holy One.
生下来就是圣洁。
From the time he is born，
他是圣者在无畏的世界的诞生。
He is born in the filthy world.
他是神圣洁的在地上的代表。
He is the representation of the holiness of God.
第二样，他是上帝的儿子。
Second one is that he is the Son of God.
至高上帝的儿子。
The Son of God, the Most High.
这边对你们讲一件事情，我曾经提过了。
Let me mention something that I've talked about.
回教徒说，他们是领受的上帝的启示，是透过加伯列赐下来的。
The Muslim believe that their revelation is received from Gabriel.
所以讲基督徒相信加伯列启示了上帝的话给玛利亚。
It's just as the Christians believe that Gabriel brought God's word to Mary.
回教徒相信是加伯列启示了上帝的话给穆罕默德。
But the Muslim believe it was Gabriel that gave God's word to Muhammad.
但是同样一位加伯列。
The same Gabriel.
当启示给玛利亚的时候。
When he was revealing to Mary.
耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
He mentioned that Jesus is the Son of God.
为什么这个加伯列启示给穆罕默德的时候不承认耶稣是上帝的儿子？
But why did this Gabriel deny that Jesus is the Son of God?
因为在可兰经的信仰里面。
Because in the faith of the Quran.
上帝不被生也无所生。
God is not born and is not begotten as well.
上帝没有父也没有子。
He has no father or children.
可这位上帝跟我们的上帝有不同的地方。
There is a difference between this concept of God and ours.
最奇怪的就是启示给马穆德那个天使加伯列，也就是圣经记载他启示给玛利亚的同样一个天使。
But curiously, they believe that it is the same angel that had the revelation.
是不是天使过了六百年，很多东西忘记讲错话了？
Was the angel mistaken after 600 years?
或者上帝给他两封书信，叫基督徒跟回教徒几千年来一直打架打不完？
Or that God arranged that there is war between the Christian and the Muslim?
神赐下互相矛盾的启示给人类吗？
Did God give contradictory revelation?
绝对不接受这个事情。
We do not accept this.
我们只能回到圣经。
We can only return back to the Bible.
注意下面这句话。 话。
And notice this.
全本圣经里面只有一个天使提到耶稣是上帝的儿子。
In the entire Bible, only one angel mentioned Jesus as the Son of God.
就是加布列。
That's Gabriel.
所以保罗说，如果有别的人来传福音给你们，无论是地上的人，无论是天上的使者，与我所传的不一样，就应当受咒诅。
The Apostle Paul said that the person who preaches a different gospel, whether he's on earth or from heaven, ought to be cursed.
我们不接受与圣经相违背的其他所谓上帝的启示。
We do not accept any other revelation apart from the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
天使说他是耶和华的圣者。
The angels say he's the holy one of God.
耶稣是完全圣洁的。
Jesus is absolutely holy.
他不需要为自己的罪来献赎罪祭。
He need not sacrifice for his own sins.
这是基督为大祭司与所有律法制度里面的祭司不同的第三点。
This is the third big difference between Jesus and all the priests.
第四点。
The fourth point.
耶稣基督为祭司。
Jesus as priest.
他是永远活着。
He lives forever.
所以他就在父的右边为我们代求。
And he plead for us on the right hand side of God.
其他的祭司不是如此。
Not the case for all other priests.
他们甚至大祭司。
Even though they are high priests,
只能一年一次进到幔子里面，在至圣所里面为我们祷告。
They can enter into inner sanctuary only once a year.
所以他来到神面前
，When they come before God,
是受幔子所阻隔的。
They are blocked by the curtain.
他来到神的面前
，When they come before Jesus,
一年只有一天的。
They do it once a year.
全民族里面只有一个人的。
Only one person from
the people. 这个人在那一天里面只有一次可以进去。
Only once on that day.
就是七月十号赎罪当日。
The Day of Atonement in July.
但耶稣基督不是如此。
But Jesus was.
耶稣是在父的右边。
He is on the right hand.
常年活着。
Live forever.
在父的面前。
In front of God.
继续不断地为我们祷告。
And plead for us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们有这样一位中保。
We have such a mediator.
我们有这样一位救主。
A savior.
我们有这样一位大祭司。
A high priest.
是圣洁的。
Who is holy,
无瑕疵的
blameless,
无玷污的
pure,
严厉罪人的
set aside for
圣道高天的
exalted,
这些话一句一句加重语气
All these are emphasized one another.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
给我们知道我们的救主我们的中保我们的大祭司原是这么伟大这样配合我们的需要是神给我们的恩典
That he has given us such grace in such a high priest, a savior and a mediator.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
当我们清楚知道这些话里面所包含的意思的时候
When we understand the significance of all these words,
你就知道这是何等宝贵那个新的约
You will know this covenant is indeed precious.
是与旧的约完全不一样
Completely different from the old covenant.
希伯来书的作者非且斩钉斩铁地说
The author of Hebrew tells us in fear
既然新约来到了那旧的约就慢慢失去光荣了
Since the New Testament is here the Old Testament will move away
这个旧的约因为软弱是没有益处的
Because it is weak and made nothing perfect
因为这个旧的约我们肉体软弱它律法也没有什么可以成全的
Because of our weakness physically, it cannot accomplish anything.
所以这个旧的约就一事无成。
The old law therefore made nothing perfect.
这个旧约过去了。
The old covenant will pass.
在旧约律法的制度中间，犹太人领受了祭司的等次。
The Jews received the order of the priesthood under this old system.
但是圣历史你耶稣基督为永远的大祭司
But by his oath God set Jesus as an eternal high priest
所以既然祭司的制度已经变换了
And since this order of priesthood has changed
律法也必须变换
The law must be set aside
现在不是在律法的时代里面
We are not in the age of the law
不是在律法的定罪里面
Or under the judgment of the law
不是在律法的咒诅下面
Or under the curse of the law
不是在律法的证据下面受定罪同刑罚
Or under the evidences of the law to be judged
我们乃是转过来
We have moved on.
有更美的指望
Have a better hope.
凭着这位大祭司
By this new high priest.
我们得着救赎的恩典
We have the grace of salvation.
不在律法之下
No longer under the law.
恩典之下
But under grace.
律法是借着摩西传下来的
The law came from Moses.
救恩是从耶稣基督赐给我们
But salvation came from Jesus.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
像耶稣基督做大祭司的时候
When Jesus is high priest.
他有两件很重要的事情
There are two important things.
升入高天
First, he's exalted.
第二， 为我们代求，知道有没有原因？
The second one is he intercede for us.
升入高天的大祭司，
His high priest who is exalted.
坐在上帝的右边，
On the right hand of God.
继续为我们代求，
He continually intercede for us.
使我们永远不会失去盼望，
That we will not lose our hope.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我讲到这里以后，
When I reach this point,
你再读这段圣经，你就更清楚更明白了。
It will be clearer to you in the passage.
现在大家再读这段圣经好不好？
So let's read the passage.
我们从第十八节开始来读。
18,
希伯来书第七章第十八节，一同开声来读。先前的条例因软弱无益，所以毁掉。律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的盼望。靠着指望，我们便可以进到上帝的面前。再者，耶稣为祭司，并不是不启示里的。至于那些祭司，原不是启示里的，只有耶稣是启示里的，因为那立他的对他说：“主起了誓，绝不后悔。你是永远为祭司，既是启示里的。”耶稣就做了更美自由的中保。那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有十主个不能长久。这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的责任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。二十六到二十八节慢慢读。像这样圣洁无邪恶无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一的。他不像那些大祭司，免得必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，在这律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。这一段我们讲结束的时候，
When we conclude in this passage,
你看见有几点特别要注意的，
you see several points
也得从整个四章的架构中间漏掉，
that we have missed in our entire system of thought.
那是什么呢？
What is it?
这一位大祭司是与我们合一的。
Such a high priest meets our needs.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是我们真正需要的就是这样一位大祭司。
It means this high priest is exactly what we need.
我们不需要那些自己有罪自己会死的大祭司。
We need not have priests that would die.
我们不需要那个在亚伦的后代中间不起势力的大祭司。
Or the priests that are set not by the oath.
因为他们是律法里面的产品。
Because they are products of the law.
他们是外偏的。
They were additional.
他们因为人犯罪暂时需要而立。
They came because of our temporal needs of sin.
不是神永远的旨意。
Not under the eternal will of God.
不是永恒中间神所定的。
Not something that God set in His eternity.
不是神用他历史的这一种手法，这一种以色所设立的。
And not appointed by the oath of God.
所以那些祭司与我们不相宜。
Those priests are not what we need.
我们不适合。
We are not willing.
我们不需要。
We need not have.
我们所需要的不是那种祭司。
That's not what we need.
我们所需要的。
What we need.
适合于我们的。
That which meets our need.
能拯救我们的
the person who truly saved,
大祭司
the high priest,
就是这一位
is this one,
唯一的一位
the only one,
是上帝的圣者
the holy one of God,
是永远的祭司
the eternal high priest,
神的势力的
God set
by all, 是死而复活永远不再死的
the God who is resurrected and will never die,
长远活着
he lives
forever, 为我们祈求的这位上帝
and intercede for us,
这就成为神与人之间的中保
he becomes a guarantee between God and man,
中保这个字就在这一段跟第八章里面两次出现。
And the word mediator or guarantee appears here in chapter 8.
他是合一的大祭司。
He is a high priest that meets our needs.
他是我们救赎的保证。
He is the guarantee of our salvation.
是我们的中保。
Our mediator.
是我们的保证。
Our guarantee.
是印证我们一定被拯救到底的。
He affirms that we, in the end we will be saved.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们有这样一位大祭司。
We have such a high priest.
我们得到了真正信心的印证。
We have the true guarantee of our faith.
我们真正得到盼望的印证。
We have the affirmation of our hope.
我们得到了神永远对我们的爱的印证。
We have the affirmation of God's eternal love.
因为他永远在上帝的右边。
Because forever He is.
永远活着。
and live forever.
继续不断为我们祷告,
and intercede for us.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
上帝所要拯救的,
the one that God saves,
他不会丢弃,
he will not desert us.
上帝所要拯救的,
the one that God wants to save,
拯救到底,
he will save us till the end.
上帝所要拯救的,
the one which God wants to save,
他一个,
he will not lose a single one.
上帝所赐永生给的人,
that which God gave eternal life,
永远活着,
will live forever,
永远不失落,
will never be lost,
一个也不失落,
not even one.
这是全本圣经的教训,
this is the entire teaching of the Bible.
我们的救恩是稳定的吗?
Our salvation is firm.
是不是?
Is it firm?
是,
yes it is.
我们的救是有把握的吗?
Do we have assurance of salvation?
一个真正重生得救的人,
a person who is truly saved,
永远没有灭亡的可能,
will never be destroyed.
一个真正重生的人,
a person who is truly saved,
上帝一定保守他直到永远永远,
God will preserve him forever.
因为神所赐的不是战争, 是永生,
because God did not give us temporal life,
永远的生命,
but eternal life,
永不灭亡的生命,
a life that will never be destroyed.
这样, 有不能毁灭之生命的大祭司，就使我们与他一样，成为永远不灭亡。
This high priest who have the power of eternal life, it makes us the same as children of God. Thanks be to God. With what do we come before God? We come before the blood of Jesus. Because of our faith in him. Who is the person that we use to stand before God? We come because of this high priest that God has set by his oath that will never change his mind. What kind of assurance do we have? It comes because of the guarantee of Christ being of the better hope. Or he is the guarantee of the new covenant. The guarantee of a better covenant. What sort of guarantee is this? To guarantee what we have missed in the Old Testament. That which will not make us complete. Will be completed in the salvation of the New Testament. This passage tells us, this Holy One,
无玷污的,
blameless,
无瑕疵,
pure,
严厉罪人的,
set apart from
sinners,
exalted among the
heavens,
will meet our needs.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
上帝只有一位,
there is only one God.
上帝一人中间的中保,
there is only one mediator.
我再讲一次, 感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
上帝只有一位,
there is only one God.
上帝人之间的中保也只有一位,
but there is only one mediator between God and man.
这位是谁呢?
Who is this person?
谁?
Who?
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ.
他是谁?
Who is he?
是神启示里的大祭司,
he is the high priest in the revelation.
是哪一种等次的大祭司?
What sort of high priest?
是墨基西的等次的大祭司,
in the order of Melchizedek.
是有多大功效的大祭司?
What sort of power does he have?
永远活着的大祭司,
he is the eternal priest.
他是对的中保,
he only mediator.
所以我们到神面前来,
when we come before God,
我们没有资格,
we do not qualify,
就靠耶稣基督,
we use Jesus Christ.
你说耶稣太忙怎么办?
You say Jesus is too busy.
很多人要请他帮忙,
lots of people want his help.
所以呢我就请玛利亚帮忙,
so I ask Mary to help me.
所以到上帝面前来透过耶稣, 到耶稣面前透过玛利亚, 好不好?
So is it right to go through Mary to get Jesus?
后来玛利亚也手忙脚乱了,
but when Mary is busy,
所以彼得帮忙,
so we get Peter,
把这一大堆的file先抽出来, 我的在前面,
and so that my file, my case,
那么彼得也太忙怎么办呢?
What if Peter is too busy?
请史提潘再帮忙, 好不好?
What about Stephen?
所以只有一位中保,
but there is only one mediator.
要不要玛利亚?
Do we need Mary?
要不要彼得?
Do we want Peter?
不必,
no.
越帮越忙,
they will be busier.
啰啰嗦嗦,
they are nagging.
只有一位上帝,
only one God.
只有一位中保,
one mediator.
大家说, 只有一位上帝, 只有一位中保, 上帝只有一位,
only one God.
神人中间只有一位中保,
and only one mediator between God and man.
天主教做很多, 为什么你说一个?
But you say the Roman Catholics say there are many mediators.
应当多多益善,
we should have as many as possible.
多几个也不错吗?
It's quite good to have many mediators.
有真的有假的在一起多么热闹,
we have good time together.
有大的与小的在一起多么齐全,
a good, a high mediator and a lowly one.
不是我讲的话,
this is not what I say,
是圣经讲的话,
this is the word of God.
上帝只有一位,
there is only one God.
神与人中间中保只有一位,
and one mediator between God and man.
玛利亚去吧,
Mary is not the one.
彼得不必了,
not Peter.
你们是伟大的人,
they were great people.
但正像律法一样,
but like the law,
在拯救人的善事情上,
in the matter of salvation, they are useless. Because only one high priest,
启示你的,
who is set by oath,
永远不死的,
eternal,
是没有罪的,
is sinless,
是上帝的圣者,
the Holy One of God,
是没有玷污的,
blameless,
是远离罪人的,
set aside
for 刚过诸天的,
sinners and higher in the heavens,
为我长远祷告,
who live forever.
这位中保,
please, do you have one mediator?
圣经哪里讲只有一位中保呢?
Where did the Bible say this?
大家打开, 提摩太前书第二章第五节,
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
提摩太前书第二章第五节,
First Timothy chapter
5. 这次要叫你们快快找了，找到了马上举手，看到你找到了没有？提摩太前书第二章第五节，找到了举手。有的人还在找创世纪前面。提摩太前书二章五节。
First Timothy, Timothy 2.
大家一同开声来读。 一二三，只有一位上帝，对，只有一位中保，就是降世为人的耶稣基督。阿门。感谢主。有多少位上帝？
How many God is there?
只有一位上帝。
Only one God.
在上帝人中间有多少位中保？
How many mediator?
只有一位中保。
Only one.
是谁？
Who is this person?
降世为人的耶稣基督。
The man Christ Jesus.
什么意思呢？
What does this
mean? 他是神。
He's God.
他又是人。
And he's also a man.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
耶稣又是人。
And also a man.
大家说，耶稣是神，耶稣又是人，在神面前代表人，在人面前代表神。大家说。 在神面前代表神，在人面前代表神。耶稣是神又是人。
Jesus is both God.
哦，你说我明白了，他一半神一半人。
He said, I understand.
不是，完全神完全人。
He's holy man and holy God.
神在人间显现。
He is God in flesh.
如果耶稣是一半神，
If Jesus is half,
我要告诉你，半神就不是神。
God is half is not God.
半人就不是人。
A man is half is not man.
你是全人， 耶稣是半人， 你讲什么话？
How can he be that he's half?
你说半人也是人吗？
He said he is a man even
though
he's half.
有一天你太太跟人家绑去了。
One day your wife may be kidnapped.
后来他们把他锯成一半送回给你。
They cut her into half and give it back to you.
你说半人也是人吗？
He said this is also a human being.
半个老婆也是老婆吗？
Half a wife is half a wife.
神经病的人才那么讲。
You've got to be crazy to say that.
所以不是半人半神。
He's not half God or half man.
又神又人。
But holy God and
全身全人,
totally God and totally
耶稣基督是唯一的中保,
Jesus is the only mediator,
唯一的大祭司,
the only high priest,
升上高天,
exalted in the heavens,
成了我们信仰的印证,
to become the affirmation of our faith,
成了我们盼望的保证,
the guarantee of our hope,
成了我们蒙神爱到底的保证,
becomes the guarantee of the love of God.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
最后,
lastly,
我们大家读罗马书第八章 31到35节,
Romans chapter 8 verse 31.
罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书在哪里? 创世纪的前面。 罗马书第八章,
Romans chapter 8.
我们从31念到35节,
from 31 to 35. 翻到一通开声来读,
既是这样, 还有什么说的? 上帝若帮助我们, 谁能抵挡我们呢? 上帝既不爱惜自己的儿子, 为我们众人舍了, 岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗? 谁能控告? 上帝所拣选的人, 有上帝为他们称义了, 谁能定他们的罪呢? 有基督耶稣已经死了, 而且从死里复活, 现在在上帝的右边, 也替我们祈求, 谁能使我们与基督来隔绝吗? 难道是犯难的, 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是车震入体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗? 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以父右边一位中保,
we have a mediator on the
right
hand of God. Who is this person?
升入高天,
the one who is exalted.
大祭司,
the high priest.
为我们祈求,
who intercedes for us.
谁还能把我们怎么样?
Who can do anything to us?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们的信,
our faith.
我们的 盼望,
our hope,
我们的爱,
our love,
在基督里得了真正的保证,
is a guaranteed within Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主,
thanks be to God.
大家说感谢主,
let us say together thanks be
荣耀归给主,
to God. Glory be to him.
我有这样一位大祭司,
only such a high priest,
成为神人之间的中保,
can become the mediator between God and man.
感谢主, 赞美主, 我有这样一位大祭司，成了神人之间的中保，成为我永远的盼望。
He is my eternal hope.
永生的印证。
The affirmation of my eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all rise.